everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by the Verdicts Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear of the Walking Dead, Season 3, Episodes 7 and 8. Episode 7 was entitled The Unveiling, written by Mark Richard, who's worked on Fear, as well as Hell on Wheels and Party of Five, directed by Jeremy Webb, who, first time walking on Fear, working on Fear, excuse me, and he's worked on Turn, which is another, I believe, AMC series, which I've never seen, but I've always wanted to, and Masters of Sex. And then the second episode... Hold on.
Master of what?
Masters of Sex.
Sex?
Yeah.
S-E-X?
Yeah, you never heard of that show? It's on, I think it's on Showtime, or it was on Showtime, maybe like three seasons, set in the 1950s or 60s. It's not modern day.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. All right. I don't know much about it. I know I've seen trailers or before when it first came out a few years ago, but I think it's like a 2 to 3 season show. All right. And then the second episode, entitled Children of Wrath, was written by Jamie O'Brien, who's worked on Hell on Wheels, and directed by Andrew Bernstein, who has worked on Fear the Walking Dead. All right, Gary, we've watched both too long episodes. What are your overall thoughts?
Actually, they didn't seem that long. I was kind of sad when it ended. In fact, I kept looking at my clock, looking at my watch. I was thinking like, oh, man, I hope there's more. I hope there's more time. I want the story to go on and on for some reason. But it was a great episode. Both episodes were great.
Very good mid-season finale. I'm seeing some people on Twitter say that it was the best mid-season finale, and I believe I agree. As always, usually when they do two episodes, whenever they do like their premiere and then the mid-season or whatever and their season finale, I will say I liked the first episode more than I did the second one. Or it's a possibility that it's just those are two long hours, so I was into it more that first hour. And then the second hour, it was still good, but I would like to say I enjoyed the first episode better.
I enjoyed both of them.
All right.
I love the second one, the flashback.
Yeah, I mean, no, there was a lot. I mean, it was good. I just really, really liked that first one. I thought it was pretty strong.
Okay.
All right, so the show will not be back, I believe, until September. It's funny, they, like, timed this perfectly for Game of Thrones, because when the season first started, we were like, okay, Game of Thrones starts, and here we realize, nope, there will be no crossover. So they were smart with it this time. I believe last season they went up against Game of Thrones, and they learned that lesson. So we will be back next week for our Game of Thrones podcast. Make sure you guys listen in. It's our very first podcast. We love it. It has its own feed, so check us out there. Now, and then this show will be back, I believe, in September or whenever Game of Thrones comes off. We'll figure out those dates when it gets closer. So the way the podcast works is we do our likes or dislikes, any listener letters, and then award and a prediction. So let's go. First on the list of likes, we have when Walker told Jake that you were 200 years late for Talk About Peace. And I really like that. That's when Jake came and he was, you know, Alicia and Jake made it over to him. And I liked what Walker said. It's kind of too late. And I guess it resonated so much because so much of that hate and that the racism that we saw a lot in this episode is in real life and people can relate to it.
Right.
And if the apocalypse were to happen, it's like, oh, we want peace. It's like, no, it's 200 years too late. Like, you guys have done some crazy, horrible shit. And you're going to talk about peace? So, I mean, I'm for peace. Don't get me wrong. But I actually, at the same time, felt what Walker was saying.
Right. It's a zombie apocalypse. It's like open season. I mean, you're free to do whatever you want to do. Go against. I mean, it's the court system is gone. The law is gone. I mean, this is open season.
Right. And he tried for peace. And even in later in the episode, he says, oh, I tried it the court way. And I think he even told Jake, you were boring me in court and you're boring me now. So I liked Walker. I know we kind of talked about if he's a villain or not. And I'm going to say at this point, he's not a villain since we learned a lot more about him. Another big surprise this episode was Ophelia's return. And I just realized that she hasn't been here this whole damn season, this whole right. First half.
I wonder what she's been doing.
Well, she's been chilling with Walker.
Well, I'm talking about outside the show.
Oh, okay. She's been collecting that paycheck. She's like, man, every time y'all keep me on the roster, you still got to pay me. So I like seeing that she was working with the Native Americans, that she found love and she found home. She found love in a hopeless place. And even later on when we get her backstory, we'll talk about that. But when it showed her and it showed that she had someone, I was happy for her.
It was a shock when they brought her back. When they showed her pouring the tea or coffee, whatever it was.
Yes. I didn't know how they were going to play that at first. Like, I was thinking when she first saw Alicia and she was pouring the coffee, I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know, because they went to commercial break. And I was like, okay, hopefully Alicia keeps her mouth shut and just see how Ophelia reacts. Like, well, Ophelia acts like she knows her, but they didn't even give us that scene because the next thing when it jumped back from commercial break, they were talking
to each other. Yeah, they were talking, catching up. Ophelia was apologizing.
Yeah, actually, that's one of the next ones on the list, like, or the likes list, is Alicia telling Ophelia off. I actually really enjoyed, I enjoyed Alicia this whole episode. She told her mom off. She told everybody off, whoever was in the wrong. And she told Ophelia off, like, damn, I almost died when you left, you know? I thought we were family. She felt betrayed. Like, at least they had a friendship growing, and all of a sudden, she just dipped out. And I still don't get why Ophelia did it. I know Ophelia was like, yeah, I didn't know you guys were going to be in harm's way, but it was like...
Well, really, there was nothing there for her.
Yeah, but why would you just dip out?
Ophelia has family. She had a fiancé.
Yes, but still, Ophelia knew, like, Alicia was a young, like, a little sister to her.
But like she said, I thought you were safe.
Okay. I left you
in a safe hotel with your family, your loving family. Now I have to go out and find my own.
Yeah, but it's not like it was completely safe. She was aware that there was walkers there. When she left the hotel, she had to run into a couple walkers herself.
So but just think about it. They cleared all the rooms before they took the shower, right?
I don't know.
Remember, went scene by scene. There was X's on the doors.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure they cleared the hallway. She knew Alicia was in a safe room. I kind of feel her to a sense like, okay, I got you to a safe place. We made it here together. Now I'm about to go find my fiance.
Yeah, that'd be one thing if she actually told Alicia that. But what did she expect Alicia to do when Alicia got a shower? Oh, if he was not here, oh, okay, oh well, you know, and going about her business. She had to think 5 steps ahead. Okay, when Alicia doesn't see me, they're probably going to do this, this, and this. That may cause danger, unnecessary danger.
Man, she don't have to think 5 steps ahead.
No, you do have to think 5 steps. That's like if someone files, I mean, if you fake your own, like, disappearance, you can get arrested for that.
I mean, she don't owe Alicia. She can't get arrested in zombie apocalypse.
Not the zombie apocalypse.
She didn't fake her death.
She faked her own disappearance. I mean, she
didn't fake death and she left.
I know, but there was no note, no nothing.
She don't owe them anything.
Okay. I feel she does. I feel she does. Like she said, they were all traveling together. When you're traveling together and you're with that group, you do owe them something. You do owe them a little bit of an ounce of respect to tell them, hey, I'm leaving. That's all she could have said is, I'm leaving, you guys.
But if you're going to hold her accountable for that, you got to hold a lot of people in the fear accountable. Because we see that happen multiple times. A lot of times where somebody just dipped out. Someone went their own way.
It's not. I don't have a problem with her going her own way. I have a problem with her not saying anything.
Okay.
All right. Next on the list, like, is Nick wanting to protect the people who killed Vernon's family. And this is a scene, actually, I believe he was talking to Troy. And he's like, yeah, I want to protect these people from the, you know, from, he was being kind of smart.
Yeah, sarcastic.
Yeah.
He was saying it without saying it.
Right.
Like, you know.
Like, I know who you are. I know what you did.
Right. Because every time he said something, you saw the look Troy had on his face. You're like, yeah, I just want to protect these people from the psychopaths.
From the psychopaths. Man, these people are savage. They did, they, you know.
From the savage who killed.
Yeah, who killed Vernon and Vernon's family. So I like that. And I'm glad that we're getting Nick back. Like, season 2 Nick was on some weird shit, and I'm just glad that he's back.
I agree.
All right, so Alicia, while she is the hostage in the Walker camp, she's talking to Walker because he's trying to tell her, hey, this is why I do what I do. This was my land, blah, blah, blah. And once again, she had to give him the business. This girl, and I guess they said Alicia's 18 now. So I saw everyone on Twitter writing, hey, she's 18 now. So thank goodness for that as far as Jake goes. So she must have turned 18 between season 1 and season 3. But I love her giving him the business. She calls him a hypocrite. She's like, you can't try to play the noble Native American and act like, you know, you're above what they're doing, because you're doing some evil shit too.
I love Walker's attitude. That unapologetic, like, oh, okay, oh, we killed your father.
Yeah.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah. But I like even more, because I like when Alicia told him off. But even when she told him that, he's like, yeah, so I guess you hate me now. Like, he didn't seem sorrow. It was just like, yo, that was the price of war. It happened.
That's it. But we find out at the end why he had that attitude, that it wasn't just about the land. I mean, it was about the land, but he lost a lot more during that time period. So I understand why he had that fucking attitude.
But do you think he's a hypocrite?
No, and I think he's pretty calm for what has happened to him.
Yeah, I mean, because, okay, just think about what happens in the world today, and people get their children get killed, or their wife gets killed, or their husband gets killed, and they can't take justice into their own hands. Now he knows the people who've killed his family members, and there is no more law. So many people will be taking justice into their own hands right now.
Right.
So it's that wiggle room where you kind of like want to judge him for doing what he's doing, but at the same time, you don't know what you would do in the apocalypse if someone hurt your family. We've seen it on The Walking Dead. Rick has killed many people to protect his family. So, and we don't judge him necessarily for it. We say, hey, he's protecting his family. So at the same time, I don't know if this could be the same thing, because he's not necessarily protecting his family. He's trying to somewhat get revenge.
Yeah, more so revenge.
All right, so the whole racism card thing has been a topic of conversation this season, excuse me. I believe David Valentin mentioned it somewhat a few episodes ago, and we debated it. And then Jeremiah has said some sly shit, and we're like, yeah, there, you know, you don't want to just automatically think someone's racist. You know, you got to give them, there's like 3 checkpoints, you know? They say something once, it's like, oh, okay, that's, you know, everyone has something. They say something twice, you do the side eye. They say it a third time, they're racist.
And it depends on how they say it the first time.
They say it well, that's the first time, you just let it go. You pass it, you let it go.
See, the first time when he said it, it was just, I said it's over with.
Right.
It was no big deal. It's, yeah, they're this, and left it alone. And, you know, sometimes you feel a certain way about certain people. You may not feel that prejudice or racism toward them. You may just not like them. I mean, we know they went back and forth in court. So it's not that you don't like them because they're a different race. You don't like them because what y'all, you know, been going through this whole time.
Yeah.
So sometimes you may say something that it pertains to race. Like, I don't like that nappy-headed person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, really, you're not being racist. You're really attacking that person.
Yeah, you're hitting them wherever you need to hit them, if that's below the belt, or the race, if race end up having a little sly way in there, then it does.
Like, we in court with that blue-eyed devil. You know what
I'm saying? I mean, you know, I can hear Walker saying that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not being racist. You're actually mad at this person, but no, Walker is racist.
Walker or Jeremiah?
I'm sorry, Jeremiah is racist.
Yeah. Well, the scene I'm talking about necessarily right now is someone else that we found out may have a little racism in them as well. And I think this is her striker one, and that's Madison. Madison was like, it was funny. What did she say? She was like, those. And then Jeremiah's like, savages.
And that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
Like, I don't think Madison's racist because she was like, those. Madison has seen something. She saw someone with their head scalped open.
Right.
You know, we don't know what led up to the little battle, but all we know and all she knows is that she had to walk home barefooted. You know, they did, all the people was killed. So at that point, they can't, like, savages.
Yeah, but would they use that same word if it was a white person that did it to them?
I believe so. If it was a different group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we used that when we were talking about them at first. Yeah. We were talking about Troy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I like them playing with that, though, seeing that how Madison, how people, they're bringing up race. They're not afraid to talk about it. And how Madison herself would never consider herself a racist. Remember when she said earlier in the season to him, just a few episodes ago, when he kind of said, like, the welfare, whatever. And she's like, that sounds racist. And sometimes you don't even know what's in the deep, deep, darkest part of your heart, or you don't even think that you, like, I could never say that about another race or something. And when you're angry, like you said, it may not be racist, but who, you never know what's in the back of your mind of a particular person when you're mad.
And again, this is a different situation because she didn't attack them saying anything about their complexion, about who they are personally. She's saying something about their group, what she's seen their group has done. And to me, I don't think it would have mattered if it was a group of white men, a group of black, just any group. If you've seen a group did that to some of your people, or I can't say some of her people, but the people she's been kicking it with. If you see a group that has done that to the people that you're with, then yeah, you're going to get them like they're savage. You don't want your kids to be with them. All right, now picture this. Picture that you've seen the group like murder a lot of people, or just a bank robbery. I called it a bank robbery. And you saw what the people did to somebody. And next thing you know, you find out they kidnapped your daughter. And let's say they're the same race as you. I mean, what are things you going to say?
I don't know. But there are, I would say.
Goddamn thugs.
Yeah, well, see, I was just about to say that, Gary. Honestly, I was going to say, you don't have to say a color for a statement to be racist. There are certain adjectives when you're describing a certain group of people that can be perceived as racist. So by her saying savages to Native Americans, I'm sorry, history shows that is a racist statement. That you don't have to say whatever, you don't have to describe their skin color, but if you use the word savage to describe a Native American, I'm sorry, that's racist.
But just I've heard the word savage used to describe a lot of different people.
Well, when it comes to Native Americans,
there's a rapper called 21 Savage.
Well, when it comes to Native Americans, that is considered racist. I'm sorry. That's it. All right. Let's move on. I think we can debate that part all day. What I'm saying is I like that they went there. You know, they show that Madison, she didn't realize that maybe she has some prejudice inside her. Let's not say racist. Okay. Maybe she has some prejudice all inside her that she's not even aware of.
Well, she just didn't want her daughter with killers.
I mean, her daughter is a killer. So. All right. So Walker, once again, he also says, he says that the prophecy or whatever, he was saying that like after the apocalypse, like all of this has been predicted or prophesied. And after the apocalypse, all of this will be returned to us, the first humans. And I like that he feels so strong about this. At the same time, I somewhat call bullshit, because if you feel all of this will be returned to you, why are you fighting? Just chill out and let this shit roll, and then it will return to you. You know?
I don't know. It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that?
No.
Okay. Well, what do you think about him calling themselves the first humans?
Nothing. I mean, that was like just a dope saying. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone thinks of themselves as the first human.
Right.
So I didn't see anything wrong with that. And really, if you think of the United States, yeah, they were the first people.
All right. Alicia telling Madison off. I enjoyed it. Alicia was just like fan favorite this week, or at least in my end. When she told Madison, like, what, when Madison came and saved them and pretty much started a war, saved her, she was like, what the hell? Like, you didn't save me for me, you know? And I loved her once again having to be the adult. Like, Madison, what do you, you go everywhere and everything you touch, you destroy.
Yes, everything.
You went to a hotel, ruined that shit. Now look at them. Now it's like that. All those people there are dead, and we can go back.
Bandit.
We can only assume that it's back to Madison turning that light on.
Right.
I mean, if you want to go a step further, them losing the boat kind of had to do with Alicia. You know, when she went and told the boy where she was.
We're talking about Madison.
I know, but I'm just saying that's part of.
And Madison had
Alicia. And Madison had Alicia, so therefore Madison. Yeah, yeah, but what did you think about her telling her mom off?
I mean, this is not the first time she told her mother off. And it was deserved. Madison is so selfish. Madison is about medicine. And you can say all day that Madison's for her kids. She's doing anything to protect her kids. Madison does what's in her best interest at that moment.
Yeah, because if Madison was there to protect her kids, she would have left a long ass. Like, there's so many signs where it's like, okay, you're not going to leave now. You're not going to. Like, Troy was going to kill you in your sleep. How could you trust him there with your daughter? Like, what if he tries to rape your young daughter or anything? Like, and then he kills the Vernon family. What the hell? He clearly has no problem killing women. He killed the little girl, Gretchen. It's just like, why are you still there?
At that point, it's time to go.
It's like, there's five times where it's time to go. It was just like ridiculous. And then now she's starting a war, but still staying there. This is our, like, bitch, you just got there. Y'all have no vested interest in this place. Y'all just got there. Go and move again.
Right, and you're trying to stay out of danger, but you put yourself in danger. You see a war is coming, and you see the people say you gotta go, you gotta leave. And this is the place you want to be?
Right.
I mean, you can take your chances on the outside.
Yeah, like, why have your kid, we gonna stay and we gonna fight? No, you have two kids to think about. I mean, and to me, yes, they're sort of grown, but she keeps talking about them as if they're little kids that need to be protected. So if you feel that strong, protect them. Because right now you're not protecting them.
I mean, if she was the person you say she is, she would have sat down and talked to Killer Chris.
You know, Killer Chris right now would probably be doing really well where they're at.
Because what is she? She's a school counselor?
Yeah.
Now you telling me she couldn't sit down and talk to Killer Chris?
Yeah.
She had plenty of opportunities to say, you know what? Let's sit down. Let's talk. What's bothering you?
You know what? I'm glad you bring him up because it kind of pisses me off now that she shunned him like that. Like, technically, that was her stepson, her son, because she loves calling Travis her husband all of a sudden. So Chris is her stepson, and she pretty much shunned him after he pulls one knife out. You know, but look at Troy, who has zero relationship to her. This dude pulling knives out, he's like damn near killing Nick. I mean, he's doing all types of crazy stuff.
Put a knife to her neck.
But yeah, I mean, threatens Alicia somewhat, I think. I mean, it's probably happened. I don't know. So it's like, hold up. But Chris did like one bad thing and y'all act like he was the good son. But Troy, you know. So, yeah, I really can't stand Madison. I really can't.
I mean, but let's keep it real, though. I mean, Troy has no relation to her. So he put a knife. That's a stranger pulling a knife on her. But Killer Chris, this is her stepson, like you said.
Yeah, and you forgive family.
I think sometimes it's worse when family do it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little stabbing back. But Chris is like a young troubled boy.
But you tried to stab me in my sleep.
Well, shoot, so did Troy.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is her son, though.
All right, so you forgive a stranger for pulling that phone? Yeah, I mean, not forgive.
I don't think she forgave Troy. I think Troy is her play toy.
Yeah, because she even threatened him this week. You know, I got something on you. You need to help me. And even I think Jake later on was like, what does Madison have on you? But I'm thinking, like, Jake, why you got to hide your secret? Everyone knows how horrible you are. Like, why'd you let Madison blackmail you over that? I didn't get that.
Talk about
part.
Troy, yeah. Why Troy? Yeah, I don't understand that.
Like, tell everybody. Everybody know him crazy.
I think that was a part that didn't make sense. Because how can you blackmail a crazy person?
Yeah,
they already know this crazy.
And then how he didn't just kill her then? Like, f you, don't tell my secret. Boom. You know, I don't know.
I mean, he's a killer.
Yeah,
killer Troy.
All right, the guard's getting sick. I absolutely love that. Actually, let's back up a little. Ophelia coming back all bruised up, I knew it immediately. I was like, what the hell? Like, why would they beat her up? Like, you know,
that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn, she really took one for the team. Like, I wonder who beat her up. Like, it's like, you know, on Fight Club or something. Like, beat me up. Just beat me up and I'll go back there. So that's cool that she took one for the team.
Probably like a thin line between love and hate. She beat herself up.
I doubt she beat herself up. Those bruises were too hard. She was really fucked up. Because remember, she couldn't even run. When Madison was running after her, that's why she was able to catch up to her. Because she could barely run.
I wonder if it was like a gang jumping.
That'd be sick.
Like, you know, they had her in the middle and they all fought her.
Hopefully it's not Walker, though. Because it's like, even though it was like part of the plan, she couldn't be able to look at him the same.
Like, you really beat me up.
You didn't hold nothing bad. He's like, baby, that's what you wanted me to do. Yeah, when he was touching her face when she was all brewed up, I was like, oh man, I hope he didn't put those bruises there.
No, Madison did that.
No. No. Madison didn't do no bruises on her.
Yeah.
Oh, Madison did beat her up.
Madison beat her up pretty bad.
Yeah, but she already had most of those bruises.
She had bruises. She had like a busted lip, a little scar here and there. But her face was a lopsided.
Yeah, it was. She was already fucked up. Lopsided. I'm guessing like her stomach was hurt because remember she was limping. You know, I cannot wait for Daniel to come back and maybe he might kill Madison because he's going to find out Madison hit his daughter and Daniel don't play. He might just kill Alicia or Nick just for the fun of it. You know, who knows? Now, the guards getting sick was amazing. Like when the first two guards got sick, I was like, okay, cool. And then like more people, I'm like, I love it. I'm like, I loved that whole scene. I was a little worried for Nick though. I was like, oh no, please don't let nothing happen to him.
You know, Nick used to it.
he made a joke. He's like, man, it's like old times, like him throwing up and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's probably why he was able to survive, because he was a drug addict. He's used to having poison in his system and fighting it off. So that actually might be a benefit of him being a drug addict. Like, if you want to survive the apocalypse, get on drugs 6 months before, fight it, and then when the apocalypse happens, you're ready for anything.
But what if you get on drugs 6 months before and it never happens?
The apocalypse never,
never come.
Now you're just a recovering crackhead?
Yeah.
Damn.
You don't recover.
Oh, yeah, if you don't recover, yeah.
It's out there, just a crackhead.
And I loved Walker when Madison came and confronted me. He's like, yo, if your son's strong, he'll survive. Like, he once again did not show, like, any emotion.
Did not give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, he'll survive if he's strong.
So I like that. Yeah, you know, Walker don't hold anything back. Mm-mm. Nah, it's anthrax. There's no cure.
Man, what's the chances, though? How'd they get anthrax? Did they say, or did they make it? Did they make it themselves?
I don't know.
I did see some people saying, like, why did Philia put something in their drink and not know what it was? Like, she went blindly and just did what they said.
This is war. It's war. I don't see why people try to make sense out of war.
Yeah.
You didn't have to hit them that hard.
So you're saying when it's war, all bets are off, anything goes.
Right. Philia gave them many of chances to join her side. She told them that those were bad people. She know personally. Now, if they had the relationship or they had the love for it that they say they have, I told your father I watch over you. You telling me they're not going to listen to her when she say those are bad people?
Right.
You're on the wrong side? They didn't ask any questions?
Yeah. I mean, she didn't. She, you know, when Jeremiah said, hey, let's not go over the past. Like, let's not go over our history before we saw the flashback. And she said, fine. So technically, she didn't tell them, hey, this is what he did to me. That asshole left me to die when he found me.
But they didn't ask either.
Yeah, because they don't know that he knew her.
I'm saying she said plenty of times that you're on the wrong side. Those are not good people. Why do you say that, Philia? What makes you think that?
Right.
You know, just the basic questions.
All right.
If someone come up to me and say, Gary, you shouldn't hang out with them guys. Those are not good people. Why do you say that?
Yeah. Yeah, you'd ask questions.
Really? All of them? You know, there's certain questions you're going to ask.
All right, Ophelia's flashback. We really like that. We were wondering, you know, we saw in the season finale last year, somewhere around the end of the season of season two, that it was Jeremiah that found her. So we were kind of wondering, where is she? And that's when David on Twitter, his comment was kind of starting to make sense. Like, you know, there is only white people here. We know he found Ophelia, so, like, I was kind of getting nervous. Did he kill her? Is she somewhere in a dungeon? Who knows where? But we see that he found her and did all that shooting at her. What was the point of him shooting at her, though?
Oh, he's racist.
Oh, he just did it just to be an asshole.
Because remember, when he met her, he said, you need to get back across that border.
Oh, yeah, and then when she started talking, that's when she realized.
Well, that's what he said, you're American. What are you doing all the way out here?
Right. And then he even said, go back to wherever you came from.
Well, he said, go back in the direction you came from.
Okay. Still, that has very, very heavy racist history when you say something like that. When you tell someone to go back somewhere. Like, go back to where you came from.
No, he said you'd be okay. Just walk back in the direction. Well, I guess so. Yeah. I didn't take it like that at the moment, but
I see that's what you're how saying. I took it. When he said, I was like, what the hell?
Now, everything else he said, I'm like, you goddamn bigot.
Yeah, like, what did he say? Like, you're brown people, you will feel comfortable in my area. Brown people aren't there.
Yeah.
Like, dude, it is apocalypse. How are you still racist? Like, how do you have time to be racist in the apocalypse? These are human beings.
I don't see how you have time to be racist in just everyday life. Just
everyday life. Yeah, I don't see it either. You have
time to hate people.
Yeah, it just doesn't make, it's the crazy, racism is the craziest thing. It's like, I don't like them because of their color. It doesn't make no sense. It seems like you would not like someone based on their personality.
I mean, there's a lot of things that just don't make sense.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, people have time to, you know, hate people because of their skin complexion. Hate people because of the color they wear. I mean, there's a lot of things that just don't make any sense.
Right.
Hate people because of the street they live on.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. When you said that, it sounds silly, but actually that's pretty much what people do. They hate people based on the country they live in, so the street that they live on. Yeah. All right, so getting Ophelia's flashback was really good. It's good to see her back. And we watched, was it Talking Dead? And she was so funny. Like, her personality, I tweeted her, I was like, you need to be on Talking Dead every week because she made it so much fun, the jokes and everything.
Yeah.
Even when she was joking with Madison, I saw a little Madison in Madison. I did.
Madison was an actor.
Yeah, I'm like, what part of Madison is really real? All right. Jake telling Madison she doesn't speak for the ranch. I loved when he yelled that at her because I was thinking, yeah, how is she talking for everybody? But he said that, and then, like, the rest of the episode, she was talking for everybody again. So, but what do you think when he kind of fussed at her and was like, you don't speak for the ranch?
He sees her trying to play puppet master. See, as he's trying to, you know, hold the strings over Troy. Plus, she ruined a good thing. I mean, why not? I mean, they end up getting the water and stuff anyway.
Right.
So, why didn't she just go along with the plan, give them the water, get her daughter back, whatever, whatever. Although that may not have been the end of it, that would have been peace for the time being until you thought of a better plan.
Right.
Maybe go out and find more people to recruit. In fact, instead of killing those people, that's what they should have been doing. But we should have seen that at that point. We should have seen how they were. Because if you paid attention to the men that they were holding on to, you know, when Troy was doing his little experiments, They grabbed Travis. They grabbed Nick. You know, although Nick is Caucasian, I mean, Nick look Hispanic.
Yeah, he looks like he's mixed with a little something.
So. Yeah. So I think it was certain people they were grabbing anyway. They were trying to, and that's why Travis couldn't go back to the ranch. And he's trying to take Maddie and Elisa back with him. And we don't know. Nick may be mixed on the show.
Oh, no. You think... No, Nick is not mixed.
You don't think so?
You mean in real life or on the show?
On the show.
Oh, I guess it never showed the dad. And Alicia looks like she could be mixed if you stretch it too far. So. Well,
I think that they had... Because they had Travis in the room. They had Nick in the room. What was Nick's girlfriend name?
Luciana.
Luciana in the room. Those are the people that they chose to experiment on.
Okay.
Which we should have picked up on it then.
Yeah. So what do you think would have happened if Travis had made it back?
Made it back where?
To the ranch.
It would have been awkward. Because Remember, they weren't sad about Luciana leaving. They had her handcuffed the whole time.
I mean, hell, I'm now wondering, did Luciana make it? You know, Troy's crazy ass. You never right. know. All right, so some of the sad parts we got, or it was a sad part, but it was a like finding out more about Walker and the history and why he wants this ranch so bad and why he feels that they owe him. And that's because we find out that Jeremiah and his two pals, they killed 3 Native Americans.
Well, 4.
Well, yes, I'm getting there. And then when Walker's dad came to confront them or look for his people, they killed him too.
Right.
And they're sick people. Like, they keep the skeletons? Like, why would they... Oh, I guess they had to hide the body.
Had to hide it.
Okay.
Buried it up under the house.
And what's so sick, and I know now that why that makes Walker even more mad, is that clearly the justice system was not on their side. Clearly, right. Four men were able to be killed.
They were able to disappear.
Disappear, get killed, and nothing happened. And he's like, that shit's not happening no more. So I liked getting this backstory more because, one, it showed how evil Jeremiah is. And then it kind of made you be more on the side of Walker and them. And I love Alicia. When Alicia said, Mom, we're on the wrong side. And I love her realizing, like, what the fuck? And Nick, too. Nick is like, we're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
And it's good to see that, you know, Madison, she might be a horrible person, but she did a decent job with her kids.
Right.
All right. And then the last, like, is Madison telling us a story. And I don't know if they were trying to humanize her here or what. I still don't give a rat's ass about Madison. But when she tells the story of why she had to kill her daddy and how she would do it all over again if she had to.
And I'm not going to lie to you. I missed the story. Okay. I didn't hear not one word she said.
You know, I was hoping you got the story because I kind of missed the story. I tuned Madison's boring ass out.
Yeah, I kind of tuned her out. Because when they were saying we're on the wrong side, mm-hmm. Mom, you crazy? How could you do this? And then we started talking. I'm like, blah, blah, blah.
I'm like, Madison talking again. And then when she talked
her way out of it.
She killed him. I said, hold on, shit. She'd been paying attention. What is she talking about? So I'm guessing she's like, I did it for my mom's. I don't know if the dad was like a drunk. I'm assuming, let's just go with he was a drunk, probably hurting mom, probably hurting her. If she felt the need to kill him. And that her mom, the way her mom looked at her like evil, like damn. And it was the same way that her kids were looking at her.
Okay.
And she said, you know what? I'll take that look because at least I know I did the right thing. And that's what I mean. I don't know if they were trying to make us be like, oh, okay, I feel you, Madison. You know, I see she's had a hard life. She's gone through some shit. But still, no. Like, I don't like Madison. I know that's their main character. I just don't like her.
I don't dislike Madison. And if I met a Madison, I probably, you know, wouldn't dislike her. But, you know, you could dislike somebody ways. Like why you act like this? Why are you so strong and mean all the time?
Yeah, and it's not even about, like, I don't want it to be come off as a sexist thing that, like, oh, you know, she's a strong woman, you just can't handle it type of thing.
No, because I think Elise is a strong woman.
Yeah, Elise is a strong woman. She's level-headed, and she can listen to a difference of opinions. Like, she listened to Walker, and she, although she disagreed with him, she starts seeing how he could be mad about what he's mad about. Whereas Madison's like, oh, well, fuck it. My problems are only my problems. Like, or my problems are the most important problems. Screw everyone else's problems. All right, now to the dislikes.
Everything else,
yeah. The first one you brought up, and it kind of makes sense, and it's, how does Madison keep sneaking onto that compound?
I didn't like that. The first time, okay, they should have been inspecting her, you know, it's war times, but, you know, maybe, you know, they had Alicia, so they didn't think, okay, they're not going to, maybe, all right, this is a good example I'm going to give you, that people think that just it's how they are. Like me, I think just because I'm caring, I'm giving, if I tell you I'm going to do something, that's my word, I'm going to do it. And so I expect the same thing from you. And, you know, everybody I meet, you know, they're high up on my list. You know, you like, you know, sometimes it's some people, you know, they say, oh, every time I meet somebody, they got to earn my trust, earn my like, earn right. This, you know, they got to level up. And me, the only thing you could do with me is level down.
Right. That's the same with me.
With me, you know, I'm already looking at you like you're a good person. And then, you know, you have to, you know, prove me wrong.
Right.
So I think it's the same in his case. You know, they made a parlay. That's what it's called, right? Parlay.
Yeah. Parlay. Yeah. I saw people on Twitter saying, like, damn, how many times are they going to use the word parlay?
they made a parlay. And Walker know he's man enough to stick to his word, like Jake is. Jake said, no, he gave me his word. So he's probably felt that Jake gave me his word.
Right.
It's the same. So, hey, guards, come in for the night. We're good.
Right.
But the second time, like, it's obviously war time. Like, we in the midst of war. I mean, we done did some horrible stuff to them. You know, they did some horrible stuff to us. Are you telling me they're going to sneak on our land again?
Right.
Especially when there's more of us than there is them?
Yeah.
Come on. That didn't make any sense whatsoever. And then when, like, they were, like, sneaking, they were, like, almost at their front door.
Right. Yeah. And I saw someone joking about that, too. They're like, okay, Alicia's out, like, feeding the pigs late at night by herself. Right by the fence. So some people didn't even like how the setup of that scene was made to where they could easily get Alicia anyways.
Right. And who feeds pigs? I never had a pig, but I'm pretty sure that, well, I don't know. I'm not going to talk on that. Yeah. You know, me, I wouldn't think you feed pigs at night.
Yeah. And then how did Alicia, like, it seems like she would have had someone with her to show her what to do. Like, for all we know, Alicia's never worked on a farm or worked with pigs, so... Now, since she just knows exactly how to care for a pig and how to go and feed it and all the other stuff.
All she had to do is throw a slap on the ground.
Well, you never know. All right, next on dislikes, and I'm not going to go into it because I kind of already been saying it throughout the episode, but I just wrote Madison's name down. Like, I just don't like her. So, rather than go on about that, I just didn't like anything about Madison.
The thing I didn't like, or I disliked the most, was Madison saying, we can't choose our people.
Right.
I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Now, any time in life, you could choose who you're with.
You can choose right now. They're telling you that they're bad people. They don't have anything against you. Go with them.
Yeah.
Go with them.
She could definitely choose her people. She didn't want to. I think she felt like, oh, I've already kind of met these people. She feels like she's ruling that place already, the ranch, and I don't think she wants to lose that control.
Well, there's another way you could look at it. Like you said, and it's looking at it from your point of view when you said that you think Madison may have a little prejudice in her, mm-hmm. which, you know, I don't think so. You know, she's with Travis, and I think that Nick's father probably, you know, he was a Spanish also, I'm thinking. But if you want to look at it from that standpoint, maybe she feel more comfortable with the people at the ranch. Because, you know, everybody picks sides. Everybody picks sides. I mean, you may not know you're picking a side, but at some point, everybody chooses a side. And I'm not saying that it has anything to do with race, has anything to do with anything like that. I mean, it could be, you know, a sport. Television show, two shows alike. You choose what show you like better. Like, okay, yeah, these shows just exact same shows, but I'm gonna stick with this show. But everybody chooses sides, and I think maybe she feel more comfortable on the ranch than she would feel with, you know, Walker and his people.
I don't know. It feels, two things I would say about that. It feels like Madison would feel comfortable wherever she ends up because she seemed pretty comfortable at the hotel. And they were pretty much the only white people there. Second, I will say, in response to your statement about, you know, how she dated Travis and maybe even Alicia and Matt and Nick's dad may have been a person of color, that don't mean she ain't racist and that don't mean she's not prejudiced. You know, that almost sounded like the I'm not racist because I have a black friend statement. Like, so I just want to make that clear. Just because she's screwing people of color does not mean that she's not racist. And I'm not going to go on and on and say Madison's racist. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it doesn't mean that she isn't.
And that's something different between her, you know, for her saying that I have a black friend and her actually being with a black person.
That doesn't mean nothing. What's the guy from, what's the coach or owner that had the basketball team a few years back and he was saying all that racist stuff, and his girlfriend was a girl of color, and he got caught on tape and all that.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, you can have a person of color. It I guess so. You know, yeah, right. It happens. Anywho. All right, last dislike is Strand burning his boat. And if I'm being honest, just the whole Strand storyline, it just, I don't know where that, like, his storyline doesn't fit in. Every time I showed him on screen, I was like, bathroom break, you know? Like, that's how I felt. Like, what is he doing here? What do you think of his storyline this season so far, this episode, as well as him burning the boat?
This is not the same Strand we met. This is a different person. This is a weak person. I don't like it. I don't like his storyline. I don't like the character he's become. But I think, you know, since he burned the boat, put on a little shades, you saw the little fire through the shades. I think he's back. You know, Mr. Clean. So I gave him that name, Mr. Clean. I think Mr. Clean is back.
All right. Yeah, I wonder where his story's going to go now. Like, is he going to go out and try to... I mean, is he going to end up running back into Alicia and Madison and even Daniel?
Or is he going to try to go out of space? Oh, yeah. The guy he was talking to.
The Russian astronaut. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just hoping when that scene was going on, I'm like, man, I hope this scene just don't get too ridiculous. Yeah. Astronaut say, I'm coming to get you.
Yeah.
Hey, I fall on the earth. I'm right above you.
Yeah, I didn't really get what was going on with the astronaut and everything like that. Like, is he going to live in space until he dies? Is that what's going
to
happen?
Yeah, he's stuck. There's no one to bring him home.
Okay.
But I think that was a smart play by the show, because that lets us know that this is going on everywhere. You're not safe nowhere. See, in The Walking Dead, we don't know that.
Right. We've only seen a few states, only North America. But, you know, right. I assumed, like, okay, I mean, I know a lot of people hate the United States, but I would think if we came under a vicious sickness and disease where everyone's dying, that another country would come to our aid. So I had to assume that it was everywhere. Because,
but really, when you watch The Walking Dead, you're not really assuming that, because they're saying they're safe areas. Oh, let's go to Washington. Well, Washington is safe. Or let's go over here. This is safe. So within their own country, on The Walking Dead, they're thinking there's parts of it or different states that's safe. Here, we learn there's no safe area. There's no place safe. This guy is stuck in space.
Yeah, but I don't know if The Walking Dead people really think that. They're safe areas. Because if it is, why are they still at Alexandria fighting with Negan? Like, if you knew that there was somewhere safe, why wouldn't you go somewhere safe rather than trying to fight a war?
Well, the thing is, they got tired and they got comfortable. But we're not talking about The Walking Dead. Okay. Let's move on.
All right. That's all I had on the dislikes. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No, I don't.
Oh, shit. We didn't talk about it. Real quick. Nick killing Jeremiah. What did you think of that?
Oh, that was a major like.
Yeah, that was a big ass like. I don't know how we missed that one. What
even,
the hell?
Even Jeremiah saying he don't care about his sons. That was a major like.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That was too funny. He is like one, like pretty much one's crazy and one's like a weak link. And I think he meant Troy. You know, Troy pretty much is the crazy one, or whatever adjectives he used to describe him. And so he doesn't even respect his sons. He has no respect for anyone, which tells me he doesn't even respect himself. He doesn't think highly of himself. He might say it, but he doesn't, because he doesn't even care about his sons.
Well, he's trying to drown his sorrows in alcohol, like, every night. So he has deep issues. Deep, deep issues. But what do you think he was going to tell Madison?
I don't know.
Was he going to say, you're just like me?
I think he was. But when Nick came in and killed him, and then Madison's like, do everything I tell you to do. What exactly, like, we didn't get to see anything, because cut to, did she just tell him, hey, go get the brothers and say, hey, he killed himself? Oh, tell the brothers he need to hurry up and get here? And did they believe her story, or did they, I mean, I think, part of me thinks that she told him, hey, he knew that this war couldn't be won, so he killed himself, so you guys, cause, so he can, we can give his body or his head to Walker, and that's how he's sacrificing himself for the rest of the people. Because we see her with the head, right? She gives the head to him. But we also see the boys go out and take the body somewhere.
Yeah, with the body.
So it's like, did she cut off his head before they took the body?
I wonder, did they take the body somewhere to bury it? Because you see her, and I was wondering, like, why is he in front of this, I guess, this...
like the casket.
Casket.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
So I wonder, did they bury him and she dug him back up?
Oh, and took his head off.
Yeah.
Okay, now that makes more sense. Because I was like, that's weird. They're going to allow that? But, okay. All right, that makes more sense. All right, yeah, that was a pretty good episode. Nick killing. He went from not wanting to kill anyone to not even Walker's last season to killing Jeremiah. And I think it's because he had such a high respect for him. Remember, they were coming pretty close. To see that he's nothing like how he thought he was.
Right.
So now both her kids have killed.
They're just like her.
Just like her.
but nothing like her.
Right. Just like her, but not like her.
And I got to hear more of her backstory. Because if that's the case that her, you know, she says her father was this, that, the other, I wonder, is that true? Yeah, it came out of her mouth and we're assuming it's true. But she could have some problems also.
Yeah. Maybe that's why she relates so much to Troy. Maybe that's why she forgives him.
Right. Maybe she loved to kill.
Now, I do have one more, like, I just remember when we're talking about it. And that is Alicia telling Madison off, and she's like, you're a corpse. You have no feelings whatsoever. She's like, you're a corpse. That's why Dad was so depressed, because he was married to a corpse. I love that. And for a second, I thought the dad committing suicide was going to come out, because I believe she told Alicia, but remember, Nick still thinks it was just a car accident. So when she's like, that's why he was so depressed, I wonder if that part is going to come up in next half of the season. And Nick, like, you know, when everything settles down, Nick can be like, what did you mean Dad was depressed? Like, how did you know he was depressed? And then it's going to come out that, hey, the dad killed himself.
I think Nick already knows. I mean, he's the oldest son, and he's, you know, he's trying to self-medicate.
But he was in rehab, remember? So,
oh, was he?
Yeah, remember when it showed us, like, even season one or season two, when Madison goes to visit him in rehab, and she tells him, hey, your father died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was going through his own troubles. So we'll see. For some reason, when that came up and she was like, no wonder Dad was so depressed, I was like, uh-oh, more secrets about to come out, but it didn't. So I'm like, okay, they're holding that for next half of the season. But yeah, very good mid-season finale. Fear is doing a really good job. They have really picked it up. The characters aren't really where we want them to be as far as like that bond. You know, by season three of Walking Dead, there's a bond there.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad there's no bond.
Okay, you think it's more real?
Yeah, it's more realistic.
Okay.
I mean, there's people that work together every day. There's no bond.
For like 20 years. Like, yeah. You. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I work with people that work right next to each other. They don't even speak.
Yeah.
They haven't spoke for the last 3 years.
All right. So we have no listener letters, and that's probably because we're taping the earliest we've ever taped this season. And it's because I'm going out of town. So it's Monday night. Sorry we missed anyone who's planning on probably writing in Tuesday or whatever. We will discuss your feedback, though, when we return. So feel free to write in, even if you see this podcast pop up on your feed.
Yeah, please do.
And we'll discuss it either before the next half of the season or during that first episode. So let's go on into our favorite part, which is I Ain't Fearing Shit and Most Likely to Die. Gary, who you got for I Ain't Fearing Shit?
I have Alicia. And the reason I have Alicia is because she was over there in what she thought was enemy territory, still running her mouth talking shit. She followed. In fact, I don't know how she caught up with Jake.
Oh, she was fast, I guess.
And I don't even know how she knew the path, because remember Jake said, oh, I know this path, no one knows. Well, okay, well, anyways, I'm not going to get on that. But maybe she's a tracker.
Okay. Uh-oh. Another Daryl Dixon, huh?
Yeah, she's tracked him.
No, she's really smart, so it's possible.
She is. And then how she went off on Madison. I mean, Alicia wasn't fearing shit this episode. And I hope she just wear this award with honor, pride, wear like a badge of honor.
I'm very surprised you said Alicia, because I'm thinking Alicia too. That's my thought. But I was like, Gary's not going to pick Alicia. So yeah, Alicia, I Ain't Fearing Shit. She has become my favorite character. She's a smart young lady. Does she always make the best choices? No, but she's learning. We see her developing. We see her growing, and she wasn't fearing shit this week. Like, she remember when Troy and them had the one of the Native American guys, she's like, you kill him, I'm not going. Like, she was trying to do the right thing, even though she knew, okay, if he, you know, you do kill him, I'm not going. I stay here, I could get killed. Like, she's a smart girl. She wasn't fearing shit. She was talking shit to Walker. She talked shit to Madison. She talked shit to everybody this week. And I loved it. And then even when her telling Jake, like, why would you send me back to go talk to your dad? He doesn't know me. I liked her saying that. Like, why would he listen to me? He doesn't know me. And it also makes me think that maybe Jeremiah was sexist or something, because
male chauvinist.
Yeah, male chauvinist.
Shoving his pig.
Yeah, shoving his pig, really. Because when Alicia was talking, she's like, he wouldn't listen to me, da-da-da. Like, it almost made me think, like, does she think he won't listen to her because he doesn't know her, or is because he thinks of her as, like, just a little girl? You know, like, Madison had to prove. Yeah, or both. Madison had to prove herself.
So he don't know her.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
But it's the message. They got your son. That's it.
Yeah, but now we clearly see he didn't give a fuck. Like, right. You know? So, yeah, definitely Alicia and friendship.
But you know who's a close runner-up?
Who?
Ophelia.
Oh, yeah, that was brave. Damn.
That was brave. Going there, poisoning their drink, putting that little anthrax in their drinks, and then going to chill till everybody gets sick. I mean, if I was her, I would have been gone.
Yeah, like, once you did the deed, go.
Yeah. Because it's not like she was locked up.
Yeah.
Nobody was watching her. You know, by the time that everybody start, you know, choking, throwing, I would have been gone already.
Like, where's Ophelia? Oh, no, she's gone again.
Oh, no, she's the one who did it.
Yeah. She's halfway back now. Yeah.
Well, she's going to wait, look around, look at her work.
Right. Like, oh, no, I didn't know it was going to get this bad.
Well, she just wanted to admire her work. Like, yeah, I did this.
Right.
Oh, he's sick, too, over there.
Well, she thought they were going to be sick. And I did like her when she told Walker, she's like, you turned me into a killer. And she wasn't really down with that. She thought she was just going to get the people sick. All right. So most likely to die, I would like it to be Madison, but duh. All right, no, that's not going to happen. So I'm going to say, I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe someone, I think we're going to go back to Daniel for next season, for the second half. I think we'll probably go back to someone in Daniel's camp. So it's possible that Lady Lula, or Lala, that he left there with the water, protecting water. I think that's what we'll see first. And maybe she might die. Or she, you know, we'll get a flashback and she's dead by the time Daniel makes it back.
I think the first death we're going to see in the second half is Jake's. Jake is weak.
I don't really call Jake weak.
I think they're going to get rid of him early. No, he's not weak for, like, right now. Mm-hmm. Like, right now times. But in the zombie apocalypse, he's not built for it. He still have morals. He still have value.
You know what? And we may just see Jake say F it. And he may have to kill his brother in order to become that strong character. He may have to become killer Jake. We might see him evolve. So who knows? All right. So I got Lula. You got Jake. I hope Jake doesn't go. I like Jake. I like him. But all right, you guys, that does it. We really appreciate you listening to this first half of the season with us. It's been a lot of fun. This has been a really good season so far. As I said, during the break, we will be covering Game of Thrones. That it has its own feed. So you can find that by searching for The Verdict's In on whatever you listen to your podcast at. And hopefully the Game of Thrones podcast will show up. Or just type in Game of Thrones podcast and go about to the 50th one on that list of 100. And you'll probably see us there. Until then, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.